the distinction between the happiness of the experiencing self and the satisfaction of the remembering self has been recognized in recent years, and there are now efforts to measure the two separately. The Gallup organization has a world poll where more than 500,000 people have been asked questions about what they think of their life and about their experiences, and there have been other efforts along those lines. So in recent years, we have begun to learn about the happiness of the two selves. And the main lesson, I think, that we have learned is that they're really different. You can know how satisfied somebody is with their life, and that really doesn't teach you much about how happily they're living their life, and vice versa. You know, just to give you a sense of the correlation is about 0.5. What that means is if you met somebody and you were told, oh, his father is 6 feet tall, how much would you know about his height? Well, you would know something about his height, but there's a lot of uncertainty. You have that much uncertainty. If I tell you that somebody ranked their life 8 on a scale of 10, you have a lot of uncertainty about how happy they are with their experiencing self. So the correlation is low.